In today's show, veteran Bitcoin hodlers are still selling record low amounts of BTC despite 70% gains in 2021. As pointed out here, the 90-day coin day is destroyed. Bitcoin metrics shows the behavior of what older coins are doing. Rising value showing the older coins being spent. Despite a rise over the last few months, the current value is still around historic lows. And as shared here by Dylan LeClaire, Bitcoin is once again in accumulation mode. And sharing the latest from Rec Capital, this Bitcoin dip hasn't changed the macro side of things. Bitcoin continues to respect the yellow 0.382 Fibonacci as support at 48,600. Bitcoin will continue to respect historically reoccurring price tendencies as long as the Bitcoin monthly closes above 48,600. Also in today's show, influencers are invited to become metapreneurs as social media moves to Web 3.0. Rather than being left behind on Instagram Reels, influencers are encouraged to take a look at the metaverse for alternative ways to engage with their audience. Also in today's show, Bitcoin can hit $333,000 parabolically if this Bitcoin price fractal plays out. Checking out the latest from Philby Philby, I posted this chart exactly 3 years ago today. Price is exactly where predicted. You don't have enough crypto for what will happen in 2022. And as George Gammon points out here, I think you may see the stock market go way up in the next couple of months as end of pandemic narrative continues. This gives the Fed cover to raise rates over quantitative easing zero after market digests and realizes the economy has been decimated, then sees impact of higher rates. Downside could be big. Also in today's show, on-chain analyst Willy Wu updates his Bitcoin 2022 price predictions. I'll be sharing with you his latest targets. Quoting him right here, it's like $100,000 by the end of next year. And whether we whip up or down, it can go much higher and come back. But roughly the middle lines is somewhere around $100,000. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the major alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC. To take advantage of this special offer, all you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, seasoned Bitcoin hodlers have hardly spent any coins despite $69,000 all-time highs this year, according to new data. According to Coin Days Destroyed metric from on-chain analytics firm Glassnode, the proportion of coins being spent by old hands remains near record lows. That's right, strong hands knuckled down throughout this year of 2021, and the latest sign of conviction of those who invest in and hodl Bitcoin over multiple years, CDD remains extremely calm. That's right. The indicator refers to how long each Bitcoin has been dormant each time it moves. This provides an alternative to simple volume measurements to determine the market trends. Now, older coins are thus more important than the younger ones with a history of active movement. As pointed out right here on Crypto Twitter, the 90-day coin day is destroyed. Bitcoin metric shows the behavior of what the older coins are doing. Rising values show that the older coins are being spent. And despite a rise over the last few months, the current value is still around historic lows, as you can see here in this chart. Now, this data highlights that since a spike in old hands selling after Bitcoin crossed 2017's all-time highs of 20,000 last year, strong hands have stayed firm. Where my long-term Bitcoin hodlers at? All of you are in profit, so make some noise in the comments below. Now, even a run to nearly 70,000 failed to break this trend significantly, and selling still appears to be coming from newer market entrants. Now, summer buyers are the winter sellers, as pointed out here by Unchained Capital's HODL Waves. It confirms confirms that these coins were purchased between 3 and 6 months ago, which are now for the biggest decrease in the overall supply. This implies that sellers acquired their Bitcoin between June and September of this year, the period during which Bitcoin dipped to lows of 30,000. How many of you took advantage of the dip? Holla at your boy. Now, as Cointelegraph reported, clear distinctions between different groups of hodlers have long been under the microscope. Even those who entered the market at 20,000 are doubling down, as Bitcoin looks to end 2021 at around $20,000 higher than at the start of January. And as on-chain analyst Dylan LeClaire points out here, Bitcoin is once again in accumulation mode, and he shows this chart, which shows you the Bitcoin hodler net position 30-day change, as you can see right here on your screen. And checking out the latest from Rec Capital, he updates us this morning. This Bitcoin dip hasn't changed the macro side of things. Bitcoin continues to respect the yellow 0.382. Fibonacci has support at 48,600. Bitcoin will continue to respect historically reoccurring price tendencies as long as the Bitcoin monthly closes above $48,600. So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, influencers are invited to become metapreneurs as social media moves to Web 3.0, as well as on-chain analyst Willie Wu updates his Bitcoin 2022 predictions. I share his latest targets, as well as Bitcoin could hit $333,000 parabolically if this Bitcoin price fractal plays out. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting and in the red, with Bitcoin down 4.3% for the day, maintaining just above that $49,000 support. We have Ether down 4.5%, trading just above $3,900, while Solana is down almost 6%, trading at $190. Polkadot down 8%, trading under $30, and Luna down 7.5%, trading just under $90. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The reality is Generation Z is spending 8 hours or more on their phones, engaging with their favorite content creators on Meta, known as Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, or Instagram. This is partly why influencer marketing has been so impactful in meeting consumers where they are. As more time is spent on these platforms, many content creators quickly recognize the impact they could have on an audience that looked to them for advice. The result is that those who are quick to adapt later gained a first mover's advantage as they turn their niche into an active platform for doing business. However, as social media shifted from photos to short videos and personal content to business, another trend is shaping how people and their brands will be able to interact with their audience, the metaverse. As it's currently positioned, the metaverse will hold the potential to give creators a whole new aspect of interaction and communication as they gain new opportunities to work with other creators and reach new audiences. For creators, the question now becomes not if they will shift to the metaverse, but when they will do so. After all, nobody wants to do business still trying to figure out the Instagram reels while the world moves on to the metaverse. MetaFluence is an early pioneer looking to bridge the current gap between influencer marketing and the metaverse. By producing this gateway, content creators can easily transition while also benefiting from the solutions that this team provides based on current influencer marketing limitations. And among the most prominent are brands paying lower than industry rates, difficulty in tracking total compensation as a piece of content is used repeatedly for the brand, uncertainty about the credibility of an unknown or new brand, to name a few. That's right, we're talking about a city where the influencers rule and building a future for metapreneurs. The Meta Influence team has already taken significant strides towards creating an influencer-centric ecosystem that will soon become the basis for content creators to become metaverse entrepreneurs, better known as metapreneurs. And by addressing influencer, brand, and audience challenges, the team creates a virtual ecosystem in which all parties can thrive in a Web 3.0 environment. How many of you are pretty excited for Web 3.0? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down next story of the day, on-chain analyst Willie Wu updates his Bitcoin 2022 price predictions and shares his latest targets, as well as Bitcoin can hit $333,000 parabolically if this Bitcoin price fractal plays out. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.3 trillion with $101 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 40% even with the ETH dominance at 20.1%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have ICX leading the pack, up 44% for the week and almost 13% for the day, trading at $1.83, followed by SushiSwap, up 12% for the day and 60% for the week, trading at $8.82. followed by IMX, up 4% for the day and 18% for the week, trading at $5.11. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 41 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday was a 40, last week was a 27, and last month was a 27 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're experiencing right now. BTFD buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next toy of the day. Closely followed crypto analyst Willy Wu, shout out to Willy, says the Bitcoin price is preparing for a rally to new all-time highs as we step into the new year. In a new interview on the What Bitcoin Did podcast with Peter McCormick, Wu explains what he expects from the leading crypto in 2022. And when considering the types of price jumps Bitcoin is historically capable of making, Wu points out that a spike from Bitcoin's current all-time high, around 69,000 to say 100,000, would be nothing, quoting the on-chain analyst here. Of course, we get an all-time high. If we rate the all-time high properly, we run through the Fibonacci levels. You know, let's face it, 69,000 to 100,000 is nothing. It's only like a 50% gain for Bitcoin, which it does quite readily. And when pressed specifically on what the heights of Bitcoin's 2022 all-time highs may reach, Wu references the stock-to-flow model, which predicts an asset's price by comparing the amount of new supply entering the market compared to the already existing supply. The on-chain analyst says that the stock-to-flow should act as an anchor on Bitcoin, seeing the price go above and below, but averaging out at the $100,000 level in the long term. Quoting the on-chain analyst again here, I would say we will be right in the middle of it. It's like in $100,000 by the end of next year, and whether we whip up or down, it can go much higher and come back. But roughly, the middle line is somewhere around $100,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Willy Wu. And to watch this entire interview entitled 2021 Trading and On-Chain Review, check the show notes below the video in the description. And checking out the latest from crypto analyst Tone Vaze, quoting him here, which is right in alignment with on-chain analyst Willy Wu. This is just a speed bump in the bull market. We had a 50% speed bump right there in May of 2021, and now we just had about a 38% speed bump. I don't know if the lows is in. It probably is in. The low is probably in, and according to Vaze, Bitcoin is trading within a large ascending triangle in the monthly chart, which you can see here on your screen. The technical formation is a bullish pattern, suggesting the continuation of an uptrend once the asset breaks the resistance, quoting him here. I can't wait for this to break out, and the later it breaks out, the more violent it's going to be to the upside. Bitcoin looks great. The monthly chart looks absolutely fantastic. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin can hit $333,000 parabolically if this Bitcoin price fractal plays out. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, which is now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. Visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 100,000 subs along with $100,000 Bitcoin price. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasting platforms from Spotify to Apple's iTunes. We're currently receiving over 500,000 downloads per month. And if you're listening to the podcast, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is crypto news. Yes. And you can also follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitcoin could target a massive $333,000 by May 2022 if the U.S. Federal Reserve provides a perfect storm of low rates, a new prediction argues. Updating the uncannily accurate price forecast on December 27th, crypto analyst Philby Philby, co-founder of trading platform Decent Trader, drew dizzying conclusions around the Bitcoin price action for next year. And after acting almost to the letter throughout 2021, Bitcoin stands to make huge gains in the coming 6 months if conditions remain the same. The Fed is poised to make two interest rate hikes this year, and those are likely priced in, pundits say, but a surprise change of fact that could be far-reaching consequences for Philby Philby, analyzing the Fibonacci sequences alongside historical price action in the previous halving cycles. Bitcoin can surge past $300,000 per BTC as a result of the Fed officials toning down the rate hikes, quoting him here. To get there parabolically, we would probably need a perfect storm of the Fed being unable to raise rates, which are probably priced priced in and heightened inflation, leading to a flight to safety in BTC. Now, an accompanying chart, as you can see here, posted on Twitter in December of 2018, as Bitcoin bottomed out at 3,100, shows just how predictably the Bitcoin price action has run since, as pointed out right here on Crypto Twitter by Philby Philby. I posted this chart exactly 3 years ago today. Price is exactly where predicted. You don't have enough crypto for what will happen in 2022. Now, as astounding as it may sound, such a scenario is at least technically not as far-fetched as it seems. Signs are already pervading the market as more and more indicators line up to demand a breakout to the upside. Even low time frame data is encouraging. December 27th, for instance, saw Bitcoin close a 4-hour candle above the significant 200-day moving average for the first time in 6 weeks. And the last time that an uptrend achieved the same feat was in late September at the start of the run-up, which produced the current $69,000 all-time highs. And on the topic of macro movements, the future looks bright for stocks as well as amid a cooling U.S. dollar. Commentators argue, even if the rates do increase as inspected, George Gammon, author of investing newsletter Rebel Capitalist Pro, was upbeat as the last week of 2021 began. As he shares here on Crypto Twitter, I think you may see stock market go way up in next couple of months as end of pandemic narrative continues. This gives the Fed cover to raise rates after quantitative easing zero. After market digests and realizes economy has been decimated, then seems impact of higher rates downside could be big. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this analyst, as the impact on Bitcoin in such a scenario would thus depend on its correlation with stocks and whether it could rebound from a sudden downturn like the one Gammon suggests in a manner similar to March of 2020. And regardless, popular opinion remains convinced that the peak is not yet in for Bitcoin after the about turn in early December. So there you have it. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Veteran Bitcoin hodlers are still selling record low amounts of BTC despite 70% gains in 2021. Also in today's show, we discuss influencers are invited to become metapreneurs as social media moves to Web 3.0. Also in today's show, we discuss on-chain analyst Willy Wu updates his Bitcoin 2022 predictions and shares his latest targets, as well as Bitcoin could hit $333,000 parabolically if this Bitcoin price fractal plays out. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Bring Facts wrote, everyone ready for $222,000 Bitcoin tomorrow? At least I'm consistent. $222,000 BTC, send it. Let's freaking go. Our next feature comment, Happy New Year, JV from London. Buy the dip, sir. BTFD. You know it, fam. Now for our third and final feature comment comes from Tony Hilton, who wrote, that's a win-win. These players are getting paid in ish coins to avoid taxes until they sell. And when it crashes, they pay less taxes and then can write the losses off. Brady is the real winner, getting paid from an actual exchange. Thanks for tuning in, Tony. One love and happy HODL days. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.